I also cast a glance on his divine character, and maybe somebody, some of you wants to speak. Hindi bolo, Hindi bolo. Swami Maharaj, another Nativin, Ramachari, everybody, all the Vaishnavas conditionally presented. I am by the mercy of Gurudev, he has ordered me to speak a little on the divine character of Babaji Maharaj's life. At the time, Bhagavad Sharanam Das Thakur is describing that by glorifying ascending kirtan of the divine personalities, we will go far away from Maya. Maya will go far away from us. To purify our tongue, we will try to, speak a little about his divine character in the morning. By Maharashtra, now we were hearing the divine character of his, some of his remnants. Those remnants I accept, and I will try to speak on that. All the associates of Mahaprabhu, see that their renunciation, how renounced they are, all of them. Even Mahaprabhu himself used to become very happy to see the renunciation of Guru and Sanatana Raghunath Das Goswami's, how Mahaprabhu used to be so pleased with them. In that same sequence, we see all also about Sir Babaji Maharaj, also his renunciation is no less, no less. Indescribable is his renunciation. The way Raghunatha Goswami was written in Aum, similarly, just like a line on a stone, and it never, you can wipe it off. Similarly, Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj's renunciation also was also so strong. And with so renowned move he used to perform, and also he educating us how to perform bhajan. Arjuna Das Babaji Maharaj, in his life, on this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words, he is himself following and giving lesson to all this world that how these materially people, how if we accept anything from the materialist, how our heart can become happy. In the time of winter, one materialist, some person gave him a very nice quilt. Now, he used to live in those days on a boat when it was even very cold in February, January. He had no quilt, no blanket, nothing. Somebody gave him a very nice quilt and a mattress that time. What did he do with this mattress? On the top of the roof of the boat, he never used it on his body. He put it on the roof of the boat. Somebody said, Babaji Maharaj, this wonderful quilt, you are not using it for yourself. Can you put it on the roof of this boat? Babaji Maharaj said, listen, just by looking at this quilt, see, it looks like poison of the material world. He is trying to work that anything accepted from as donation, as charity from the materialism, how it can pollute our heart. He showed that how in this world the devotees, the Vaishnavas, only Vaishnavas, they have the quality to digest this poison of the material world. They can, through the power of their bhajan, they can purify this poison. They can burn the effect of this poison. But an ordinary person cannot burn this poison, and rather he will get burnt himself. And slowly, then his heart will increase the desire to increase for enjoying this world. Say, today I need a quilt, tomorrow I need a blanket, and tomorrow something else, and something else. Like this, it will completely become absorbed in the material world. And this example shows that how to stay renounced and always stay away from material sense objects. Babaji Maharaj, in his life character, he has, in his ideal life, he has shown. When you live near Maharaji, if somebody used to give a shawl, Maharaji used to say to all Brahmacharis to prohibit, nobody should use any smooth cloth and no shawl. He used to let any Brahmacharis wear. He has become so soft, I cannot imagine how he was in those days. He was so renounced in those days. One paisa was said, somebody would pranami, every single penny he used to take away from the Brahmachari. Maharaj used to say, you cannot digest this, you will die, you will kill yourself. Today, of course, all the Brahmacharis themselves are killed. They are dying, Gurudev is saying, not that. Who is keeping this money himself will certainly die. Careful, Sanasin Brahmachari, the residents of Mutt, don't keep even a single penny with yourself. This is poisonous. You will not be able to digest this. Otherwise, you will get married and you will get absorbed in this material household life. Now, Maharaj again saying that how in our body, in our, he has protected us like sun, and the eyelid, the way eyelid protects the eye with two hands, the embrace of his two hands, and his chastisement is always has kept us protected. When we used to fall sick, Guru did not have so much money to show to the doctors. He used to go to some hospital, government hospital. Himself, Guruji used to take and used to keep his hand on our head, and with that, although he has so much, we have I never let Gurudev saying, I never let anybody wear any wristwatch. This is true in Gurudev's life. Rup Sanatana, Rup Goswami, other renowned, he used to always speak about the renunciation and how Raghunatha Goswami was so renowned. Always he used to speak about this. And we used to hear all this. He has, Babaji Maharaj has shown through his life. But one day, near Babaji Maharaj, somebody came, I have bought in Navadvip 5,000 acres of machines. Oh, you have bought so much land in Navadvip. Even one grain of sand, you cannot buy. Gurudev also is making us hear this, that near Sanatana Swami Path. Oh, I want to serve Vrindavan. And then Sanatana Goswami, to whom also he went, and he said that this every single grain of this dust of this place is transcendental, Chintamani. Similarly, Babaji Maharaj began to say, you have bought such big place or piece of land in Navadvip Dham. This is transcendental. This is non-different from Vrindavan Dham. In this Vrindavan, one single grain of dust, if we sell these creations of the material universe 10,000 times, still will not be able to pay for this one grain of dust in this land. So the way Babaji Maharaj was renounced, similarly in our Gurudev's life also, we say, see his life also, life's early character also. Works of Babaji Maharaj, he has shown that how one should have, what mood one should have towards the Dham. And Lord Sri Prabhupada Maharaj, by his ideal life, he has shown how to perform bhajan, how one should become totally absorbed in bhajan. How we were hearing in the morning that Raghunath Das Goswami is singing always, where is Radhe? I am looking for her. I cannot maintain my life any longer. Similarly, Gaurav Prabhuji Maharaj, Raghunath Das Goswami also, same moods of Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj is seen in his life and character also. Not different from Vrindavan, Navadvip used to perform his bhajan, and sometimes Vrindavan, sometimes in Navadvip, staying in these places, used to perform his bhajan. And he used to teach the entire world how to stay in the world to perform bhajan. One struggle person.
So this day, after 4 months of rest, Bhagavan Vishnu arrived at
Giving birth. In the same way, you are only giving yourself to Bhajan,
without having any budget at all. Therefore, you should give up your electricity, surrender to the feet of the Vaishnavas, under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, you should do bhajan, then you will achieve some auspiciousness. One time there was another devotee called Shabadara, so he can pursue Babaji Maharaj also. So sometimes Babaji Maharaj also let you talk for him sometimes. Then Babaji Maharaj, you know, all Babaji Maharaj also gave his permission to collect the donations that were given on behalf of Babaji Maharaj. Then one time the father-in-law of Damodar Das came from Orissa. Then Babaji Maharaj took some of that money and gave it to his father-in-law. So Sri Gopachana Babaji Maharaj is omniscient. Then there was a good day that not really she coming out. She doesn't know anything. But Sri Gopachana Babaji Maharaj could understand and stole money. Then Sri Gopachana Babaji Maharaj, he refused to touch anything passed by that Damodar Das. Even he was so disturbed, Sri Gopachana Babaji Maharaj went to the yoga and took him in suicide. He said, if this is good, I'm not taking my association, I will go there and kill myself. So Sri Babaji Maharaj went to the Ganga and jumped in the Ganga to kill himself. That night all the local people who were on the shore of the Ganga, they took Babaji Maharaj and by force tried to bring him to the bank. But he was shouting, oh, that man, oh, better I should die, because that Damodar Das has stolen everything I have. Then the local people said, don't worry, Babaji Maharaj, whatever you stole, we will return to you 4 times the amount. Because I told them, Babaji Maharaj was attached to money. The Babaji Maharaj said, I am not crying for my money. I'm crying because I'm in the association of that hypocrite. When the name of the church is put up, and will take anything that you don't, then she will join us. If you go up, Babaji Maharaj, today we're reading the room, reading his life history. Really, he's like a walking thunderbolt against hypocrisy. One time there was one Goswami who was making a living shuffling around Bengal. Then one time in the middle of the night, Babaji woke up, Babaji Maharaj woke up shouting, Jati, Jati, look what that lecturer is doing. He's going to the house of a widow and having sexual relations there. Alas, Mahaprabhu has shown me his character. So Babaji Maharaj was another possession of the Paramatma. He knew everything. His character was very, very extraordinary. So many wonderful teachings are there. One more thing, which is what Mama said. One time, one Babaji came to his student, Gokushana Babaji Maharaj, and said, Babaji Maharaj, I have acquired a quarter of an acre of land in Norway. And Babaji Maharaj said, wow, how astonishing. All the wealth in the 14th world cannot buy one grain of dust in Norway. And you've managed to accumulate a quarter of an acre. And then Babaji Maharaj began to shame. If anyone would collect any money, then whatever we demand, everyone should need everything here. So this is like poison. They want all these other kinds of dog balls to catch us to keep that. Even Rudy would never let the military wear wristwatch. He would never let the military wear wristwatch and nice clothes and nice shoes.
Thank you.
Also, he made a diary also, or only calendar?
The calendar, the daily calendar, and inside also the punchita, because I'm a super different
one. Oh. What is it called? What is it called?
Yeah. Thank you. ओम पतितानामुपवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो गुरवे गौरचक्राय राधिकाय मित्रदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसति भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षात्जाते नमो गौरकिशोराय भक्ताये गौरव श्रीपस्पेक्षा राधा भाव mantras, you're describing the characteristics of Nityananda Prabhishno, Vishnupad, Srishila Gaurav Kishore Das, Goswami Maharaj, the exalted Paramahansa Mahabhagavat, who we have been hearing about his glorious qualities. Here, Srila Bhaktivinoda Srinivasa Maharaj proposed this verse, and he said, that actually he appears like a Pavadutta. The Pavadutta personality is a highly, highly advanced, realized soul who is completely connected with the transcendental realm, although he is physically, apparently, living here in this material realm. But he has no identification with it, and he is not functioning according to the ordinary social norms and expectations of this mundane world, because he can very clearly see the platform of pure spiritual reality, and he is touching that 24 hours daily. He is completely connected with the supreme absolute truth and the Nitya Lila of Sri Krishna living in the holy Dham. So even though Srila Gaurav Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj exhibited externally extreme renunciation, as you just heard, his renunciation was reminding everyone of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad, who also exhibited such extreme degree of detachment and renunciation to this world. So his renunciation reminded everyone of him, and it was, as mentioned, like the lines which are drawn in a stone. You cannot erase it. It's firmly fixed. But how is that possible? Not by limitation. Not by just attempting to displace the symptoms. But these symptoms were coming automatically. Because internally, what was his divine realization? Well, he was completely, as we just sang in this song, he was constantly singing Radhe Radhe, so intense schools of separation, wandering the Sri Vrindavan Dham and Sri Kavali Mayapur Dham, absorbed in the eternal pastimes of the Supreme Lord and tasting that nectar. So, in this Pranam Mantra, saying, Bhaktavan Kutta Murdae, Gaurangri, Padma Pringaya. He was like a bumblebee that is always hovering about the sweet transcendental lotus feet of Gaurav Mahaprabhu and Sri Kavali Dham. And also, Radha Bhava Nishedari. He was absorbed constantly in the rule of service, Radha Dasya, which was exemplified by our So can I lift up the charges for the Roman Abbas for slaughter? So in this very high state, most exalted state of transcendental consciousness, he would externally exhibit activities which were largely unfathomable, not understandable by the general public. And his instructions were also sometimes surprising or shocking even to the persons who would come to him. But underlying all of his instructions, he would show mercy, always showing mercy, by trying to give the proper conception. Because the neophyte devotee has a materialistic tendency always for cheating. Always there is kamatya, supinati, deceitfulness, hypocrisy, which is invading the heart. With the pure Vaishnavas, they are always aware of these tendencies in the divinity souls, and for their benefit, they are always trying to point out these tendencies. Firstly, sometimes smashing these tendencies of hypocrisy. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada described, they are holding the sacrificial sword in hand, just like sometimes when they perform Durga Puja, that they sacrifice a goat or something. So the neck of the goat is lying on the chopping pot, and the slaughter is holding up his hand, and in his hand is the sacrificial sword. So what is this indicating? This is indicating that Sri Guru, with harsh words sometimes, but very mercifully, he takes this sacrificial sword, and what is the intent of the animal? It is the false ego. It is the tendency for hypocrisy and cheating of the disciple, which is hampering his spiritual progress. So he takes that sacrificial sword and he cuts off his false ego. So Srila Gaurdhi Sarvati Babaji Maharaj was so merciful in this way. Everyone who came to him, no one could cheat him. No one can cheat the pure devotee because he is Jinkavatya. He understands everyone's heart. And he knows exactly what medicine to give them. Once there was one Bhattacharya. He was a somewhat learned person. He approached Srila Gaurdhi Sarvati Babaji Maharaj. So please, Babaji Maharaj, I want to receive instructions on confidential practice of Ashtakali and Lila Smara. I want that you will give me this instruction so that I can meditate upon the eightfold daily pastime of Radha and Krishna and become absorbed in this. And Srila Babaji Maharaj answered him, oh, I do not have so much leisure time right now. Maybe you come back later when I have some time that I can instruct you. Then again, this man returned back another time and requested the same. Babaji Maharaj again said to him, oh, I don't have time now, please come back again. Again and again, this person approached, and each time Babaji Maharaj told like this. But then finally Babaji Maharaj, this person, began to get the message, and he said, oh, please instruct me for my welfare then. Please tell me what I should do. And Srila Gaurdhi Sarvadas Babaji Maharaj, then he told him, that if a person is attached to an ordinary coin, a little bit of money, in this
don't go away.
Two stories high, that they are climbing up on this high platform. But what are they doing from this platform? Simply passing stools. Why? Because they have no conception. What is the actual value of this Ashtakali and Lila Smara? That he told, if you want to understand these things, then you will have to come into the association of the pure Vaishnavas. You will have to chant Harinam in their association. You will have to constantly serve the Vaishnavas. Then when your heart is purified, then in the course of time, your Siddha Deva, your transcendental external spiritual identity, then it will manifest. And then you will be able to properly understand what is Ashtakali Yoga Bhajan. So Srila Gaurdhi Sarvadas Babaji Maharaj always would give such beneficial instructions to people who would come to him. Another man, he came to Babaji Maharaj from Vrindavan, and he is the normal of Babaji Maharaj? Oh, at that time, Babaji Maharaj, he covered himself with cloth. And also he covered his feet. And this man came and approached him. Oh, Babaji Maharaj, please give me some instructions. That you are my, I'm accepting you as my spiritual master, so please give me some instructions. Then Babaji Maharaj said, it is better that you should go somewhere else, because I am not really a Vaishnava. He was covering his feet so that no one would touch his feet. And then he said, oh, better that you go to others. There are so many gurus who will very happily, they will extend their feet out so that you can touch their feet. And they will reward you with so many luxuries. You will be able to have very nice puri and halava. And he made so many sweet preparations, opulent preparations. These gurus, they can actually reward you. They can give you some anukul, things that are favorable for your gacha. Like this in a sarcastic way. He was telling to this man, finally this man, he understood the message. And then, so Babaji Maharaj, please tell me that how should I actually proceed forward? And then he said, you should eat rice which is soaked in water. That means pandavat. In Bengal, they take the rice that is cooked from the previous day, they soak it in water overnight, and then in the morning they drain off the water. It's a very, very simple way of living. And Srila Gaurangi Sharma Babaji Maharaj, sometimes people simply eat that. He said that you should sit on a straw mat. You should wear cloth that no one will steal, like this, telling him you should look very simply, and you should chant Harinam in the association of the Vaishnavas. If you chant Harinam under their guidance, in their association, living in this simple way, then you can attain your ultimate benefit, what will actually be unapproved for you. So like this, Srila Gaurangi Sharma Babaji Maharaj, there are so many incidences in his life and teaching. But he is showing the position of great mercy to clearly reveal the hypocrisy that lies hidden within the hearts of the conditioned soul. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has written in the Mana Siksha to also teach the sadhaka how he has to become free from kapatya putinati, are chitta krotya kapatya putinati bharakara. He says that, oh my dear mind, you are bathing yourself in the trickling urine of the donkey, of hypocrisy and deceitfulness. And you are thinking that by bathing in this trickling urine, now you have become purified. Simply, this foolish mind is trying to see that this will be beneficial. So, Srila Gaurangi Sharma Babaji Maharaj very kindly pointed this out. And this is the nature of the pure Vaishnava. They do not want to see that their disciples, that those who have come to them will be cheated. Because in this age of Kali Yuga, there is the cheaters and the cheated. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said this. Simply cheaters and cheated in Kali Yuga. But the pure Vaishnavas will never cheat anyone. Not unless they want to cheat their own self, then they will simply neglect them. But if someone comes to the lotus feet of the pure Vaishnava, and they mercifully are able to approach that Vaishnava for instruction, then they should expect that in the course of time, he will reveal to them what are the flaws in their character, what are the flaws in their attempts to perform bhakti. And by mercifully revealing this to us, then only can our help them attain. So I remember that our beloved Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, he told to us when he came to the Western countries, he said that some persons are thinking that if they go and study in the universities, and they get some PhD in comparative religious studies or any of these kind of philosophical subject matters, then they will be able to do proper preaching and they will actually be able to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Srila Gurudev said they will be ruined. They will be ruined. Because they are hearing from my body, they are hearing from atheistic persons. And by disassociation, they will be ruined and they will go down. And then Srila Gurudev said, I have not gone to any university myself. Only university I have gone to is the University of Srila Gaurangi Sharma Das Babaji Maharaj. mature most of us, he understands what is Shuddha, what is pure devotion to Radha and Krishna. And he is only interested in disseminating that message within this world, not through some hypocritical display of learning or knowledge, but by actual realization. So Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was the highest such personality, who was constantly exhibiting these exalted qualities of the highest wisdom, Mahabhagwa. And we are also so fortunate that we have the association of our Gurudev, who is kindly and mercifully always correcting us, trying to steer us in the right direction, tirelessly, not giving up on us, and always trying to give us the wealth that is within his heart. So I'm praying at his lotus feet that today that he will bless all of us, that we can actually go on this path of bhakti and serve our Guru Parampara without any deceitfulness and hypocrisy, and that we can develop the quality of saralata, simplicity, the inside and outside of being the same. Gaura Prithagandhi,
Lord Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, in very small age also, he left his home, went to Vrindavan in Braj, very small age. He did not even know to write the beginning alphabets of Hindi, never been to school. But from the mouths of the Vaishnavas, especially from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's association, he remained. No ordinary people had such tattva gyan as he had. When Babaji used to say Navadip Dhan, the very renounced, the very renowned one, Pran Gopal Shastri, famous orator. He was famous all over Bengal. But when he was preaching Bhagavat, that path Babaji Maharaj was crossing by, he was doing his smart, his preaching about the gopis Parakya Bhav. He was speaking in Braj Golok, Braj, there is not there in Braj Golok. He was only in this material world, manifest pastimes. When he comes, when he is manifesting this parakya, there he is always Swakya. Babaji Maharaji Gosain, Gosain, what you are speaking? Do you know what you are speaking? In Golok Vrindavan, is coming itself here to this planet. Chaitanya Charitamrita also it is written, and other places also, that Krishna brings his moods, emotions, and all his Parakya Bhav associates, whatever they are, along with his associates, he comes to this place. There is no difference between the two. What is in Golok Vrindavan, there is not, it is not here also, it is not. Babaji, that preacher became speechless. He offered his obeisances at his feet and asked forgiveness. To have the gyan, knowledge of tattva, it is not possible in university, in college, like Padmanabha Maharaj was speaking just now. When I was in US, somebody came to me, some people, that I am going in university for PhD. I am studying. You have fallen down. You will fall down from bhakti. Going to school, whatever your guru has taught, they can teach more than that? Never. Then by performing PhD, you will never be able to come to bhakti, rather you will fall down. Nowadays, many people in ISKCON, they are going to big universities. You can go, you don't have to go to the universities. Our most respected Raman Maharaj used to say, only I remain who can who is in this bhakti, whoever has gone to college, university, they have not come back. How will you be saved? I will all the time, because said in rational service, Gurudev said, I also think those who have gone to school, college, they did not return back. Our in Keshavji Gaudiya Math, one, he is here now also, he was a brahmachari of Math. He went to study Sanskrit in a Sanskrit university, college, and he didn't return back from there. Now married, with children, now he is now starting to work, finding a job. Where he was serving the Lord, now he is serving the Maya. Went from bhakti, fell down. That is why school, colleges, we don't need to go to all these places. Whatever knowledge we have, that is enough. Studying all these things, if you haven't studied, you are not well literate. Do not worry. Study the Siddhant philosophy properly with the Vaishnavas. Whatever Tattva Gyan the Vaishnavas have, they will impart you all this knowledge, and also you will get Prema Bhakti of Bhagavan. I twisted so many angles. He said, I can't hear. I twisted so many angles. I don't know, I can share off like this.
Externally, he had no education. He could not write his name. But he had also all the mountains of wisdom. One time in Bengal, there was one Goswami named Ram Gopal Shastri. He was very, very learned. But one time he was giving a lecture.
See what date they are going
to recite.
27, they recited.
Prangapal Shastri was saying, go to Vrindavan, there is no
Radhira. I have some business.
There is only Vasira, the marriage relationship between Krishna and the gopis. But when Krishna comes to this world, then Radhira Bhav is manifested only here. Then she goes
and Nathadwara also.
What?
Nathadwara also.
You are speaking.
Nathadwara.
And he explains how when Sri Krishna comes from the Dham, he brings all his associates with their original guru here also. There is no difference between the Lord and Dham and this radical thing. What is not there will not be here also. So then Goswami, he tells us that Prangopal Shastri, he felt the feet of Sri Govardhan and Swami Maharaj begging forgiveness. So Guru used to say, we have only come to study at the University of Sri Govardhan and Babaji Maharaj. When Guruji went to America the first time, then all the learned persons of Iskon, don't mention any names, they came to the Gurudev. They were going to college and university to do their PhD, etc. Guruji said, don't think you will learn anything more from them than that you have received from your spiritual master. Your spiritual master has given you so much instruction. If you hear from these university companies who are also atheists, you will be diverted and your bhakti will be lost. Guru Maharaj said, we saw that happen. Also, Srila Bhagavad Gita used to tell the disciples, I was the only one who went to school and survived. It means we did not become a materialist. Why? The only reason is because we want to engage in the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava. The Buddha said, we have also seen in his life, there was one brahmachari who came to Math, who was very much fond of reading Sanskrit to Brahma. Then he went to the Sanskrit home, he never came back. From there he married, had children, and raised his business. Therefore, when we come to the Math, whatever education we come with, that is more than enough. We will just by hearing and serving the Vaishnava, all kinds of stuff together, all knowledge of Krishna's power, the energy, will automatically come to us by the process of hearing and also by serving Vaishnava, we will also achieve the great goal of Prema Bhakti.
They could hear. They did not hear. Shri Vrihad Bhagavatam did. Shri Vrihad Bhagavatam did. Before this, the Gopi, Shri Sukadev Goswami, through the medium of the gopis, he is saying, a deer of Braj, a doe of Braj, they are so fortunate. The cows are fortunate. The cows are fortunate. Oh, the birds of this place, they are so qualified. Sitting on the branch of bhakti, meditating on Krishna's lotus flute, they are quiet and listening to this flute song. And the rivers? The rivers? They are with their arms of their waves, they are offering lotus flowers to their, to the lotus feet of Krishna. First of all, they embrace, rise up to his chest and try to embrace him. But when Krishna neglects them, then they fall down at his feet and offer these lotus flowers. The clouds, they give very cooling, soothing shade to Krishna. Even higher than us, these most fortunate are these aborigine girls, the tribal girls, they are superior. Like this, they are describing. And then they described that, superior to them are the sakhas, who are always with Krishna. Thousands of years, if you perform austerities, who have purified their heart, those who cannot meditate on Bhagavan for a second. And here these sakhas, they are, how fortunate they are. They are rolling on the ground in the dust, playing with them, eating. So fortunate these sakhas. For birth and birth. When sadhana is performed, lot of following rules and regulations, sometimes, somehow you are able to purify your heart. Such yogis also, they are, cannot achieve even one grain of dust from the feet of such sakha, such yogis also. And as Bhagavan Brijananda himself, they are achieved. Fighting, wrestling, playing with these sakhas. What fortune these red kids have. Now in Sakhava, they are describing now. In these gopis, what to speak about their pastimes of these, what they are doing with Krishna. Who can have direct darshan of the big yogis who are in their yoga, in their meditation, they cannot even meditate on the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And these kids of Braj, Sri Shukadeva Goswami is speaking all this, that they are so fortunate. Why these pastimes are being described? Whose heart, towards which rust has greed, or has this heart, he has some kind of trace of that bhav, that pastime, dasaras, vatsalaras, maduras, hearing them, hearing these pastimes, they will manifest this greed in their heart. This greed will come in their heart. That is why. And who have some greed, their greed will be nourished. Like this. That is why Shukadeva Goswami is describing all this. Feeding. When Krishna goes for grazing the cows, Then
he
performs various astonishing pastimes with the sakas. Shukadeva Goswami is describing those very pastimes. Sometime, Krishna, with the cowherd boys, wrestling, he becomes tired. He killed Agasur, Bakasur, Kant. Just in a fraction of a second, he killed them. And with those sakas, when he is wrestling, sometimes he defeats Sridham, sometimes Sridham is on his chest, sometimes he loses, sometimes Sridham loses. And they are more or less equal. With the effort of this wrestling, when he becomes tired, then at the banks of River Yamuna, very beautiful, fragrant, cool wind is blowing. And in the shade of the Kadam tree, there are flowers decorating the Kadam tree. These are very fragrant, these flowers. And secondly, Radhaji is considered, it is Radharani's called Kamal Riksha. Why? Because her complexion is like the Kadam tree. And he sits near the, under the Kadam tree. First, made by Vrinda Devi or by the Sakas, the very soft leaves, the reddish, just very newborn leaves and flowers, just like a rose flower. And its petals he takes and he just takes out the petals. Also, similarly, lotus flowers. He just takes out the petals and made a very beautiful bed for Krishna. And Krishna is sleeping on that. Very cool, soothing, fragrant petals. And Sridham, Rani's brother, he puts his head in his lap. All the sakhas, rest of the sakhas, what are they doing? Somebody is massaging, somebody is massaging his legs, somebody feet, somebody hand. All the sakhas have this desire that I should make a bed mattress of petals of flowers for Krishna. I should massage him. So he expands himself. They make thousands and thousands of cots of lotus petals, mattress of lotus, and he expands himself thousands and he rests simultaneously. And how can 5, 10, 20 people massage one Krishna? So he gives chance to all the sakhas, like this very astonishing pastimes. Who can describe the glories of the sakhas? They are massaging his lotus feet directly. Lakshmiji also does not have this fortune. She can only massage Narayan's lotus feet. She wanted to enter the Raj, she can enter. She can't enter in Braj. And these sakhas, they are so passionate. They have made a fan out of soft leaves, and with the they have also made a bouquet of the flowers and made a fan. Nowadays we have such fans, electric fans. Earlier, the mother to the children, the ladies, the wives to their husbands, the sisters to their brothers, how much was needed, so lovingly they would fan their relatives. Now you just switch it off. Oh, it is going so fast, it can be slowed down. You need a regulator. There is no love in this fan. But that fan is full of fame. It is full. It is a bouquet of love. Now all these things are so much lacking in all these things. Some Gopalak, melting their hearts, melted in love, They are increasing the joy, the bliss of Sri Krishna, and they are singing those very pastimes which they have performed or performing with Krishna, very sweetly, like Mother Yashoda, along with her chanting the yoga or other tasks performing. She is singing newer and newer, fresher and fresher songs, just like the Sakis. They have to say Adhikam. These kirtan they are singing. Sakhas are also no less in the poetry. They are making, singing very beautifully. And Krishna is singing, hearing these pastimes and fanning Krishna very sweetly. Now here, the Sakharas of Sakhas are finishing the describe, and now they are going further. Yashoda Mahabhaga, the most fortunate mother, Yashoda. Aho, with astonishment, again exclamation, they are speaking. Parikshita Raj is saying, O Brahman, Shukadev Goswami. To Shukadev Goswami, he says, Maharaj, or Nanda Baba, they are saying, what austerities has Nanda Baba performed, or what he has given in charity, in what holy ponds he has taken bath, that Nanda Baba is saying, bring my sandals off my feet, he brings on his head. And he gives order to Krishna. He loves him, Krishna. He loves Krishna, taking him in his lap. Shows affection to him, pats him. Whom? Parabrahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is the originator of Narayan also is coming from him. Such Krishna, he takes him in his lap. Yashoda Mahabhaga, most fortunate. And this Yashoda, the most fortunate, she also. What did she do? That Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she is giving her breast milk. She is giving the milk of her breast. And Krishna's hunger, it never decreases. He would drink more and more and more. What austerities did they perform? It was described, Drona or Dhara, Drona Dhara, they performed austerity. This is not correct. This is just to cheat the ordinary people. They said, so we have Drona and Dhara, austerities they will perform, and in these austerity, by these austerities, when they gain perfection, when Brahmaji gave them boon, Nanda and Baba, they combine in the forms of Nanda and Baba. And they raised the Vatsalyaras. When the pastimes were finished, and Drona and Dhara, again they went to heavenly planets. Like this, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, what have they done? These descriptions are being described here. Maybe we'll stop. Tomorrow also. Rest. Rest day. But still we will have katha in the morning, in the evening also. And day after. We will have Charanpahari, etc., etc., places we will visit, Kokila one and others. Translation.
Yesterday we heard how the deer are fortunate. The cows are fortunate. The dogs are fortunate. The birds are fortunate. When sitting on the branch from Bhakti land, those birds are actually great rishis and rupees. Hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, they have stopped their chirping and have become silent. The rivers, by their arms in the form of waves, offer flowers and embrace the chest of Krishna, but being neglected by him, they come to the feet. The clouds offer shade and cooling rainfall in the form of tears, but superior to them are the Puniti girls. But superior to the Puniti are the friends of Krishna, the sons of Krishna, because they are always with him. Therefore, last night we heard, he comes to some brothers who come to Kutiyana, that's not just an Amshara Vedas. Here the yogis, after thousands of years, are performing sacrificial yajna,
with their purified mind, even they cannot see to the feet of Krishna. But these coward boys are always with Sri Krishna directly. For thousands of years, yogis performed austerities from the different branches of the yoga, like Yam and Niyam. Birth after birth, they endeavor. Their intelligence becomes fixed, but still they cannot catch what special does at the feet of Sri Krishna. But the coward boys are playing directly with those souls and without saying what the speech is. How fortunate they are, Sukadeva Swami is describing. What to speak of? Play with the Krishna. The yogi can even meditate upon him. Therefore the question may arise, then why is Sukadeva Swami describing such a pastime? By describing this weakness of Satyara, friendship rules, Vatsalira, parental rule, and Madhurira, conjugal rule. By using the sweetness of these pastimes, one may develop a greed to also enter into those pastimes and serve accordingly. There was a cowboy and a cowboy. The cowboy played on the ring, place to place, performing wonderful lilas. One time, Sri Krishna was wrestling with the cowboy, especially Sudam, and he fell tired. Then Sri Krishna, who killed huge demons like Agasur and Makasur in less than a second, by wrestling with Sudam, he became exhausted. Sometimes he would defeat Sudam, sometimes he would defeat it by Sudam. Therefore Krishna went to the bank of the Yamuna, and a very cool, sweet breeze was blowing there. And Krishna took rest under one Kadamba tree. Why? Because that is the color of Srimati Radhika. And Srimati Radhika, she always rests under the Kamal tree, because that is the complexion of Sri Krishna. But Kadamba tree had a very sweet smell. And Brinda, or the coward boy, has made a very soft bed for Krishna, composed of taking the petals of the flowers, removing the scent and covering it with a soft cloth. Krishna would rescue Kate on the lap of Sridhar, and the other coward boys would manage to feed. So there are millions of coward boys, and all want to perform the service of making the bed for Krishna and massaging his feet. Therefore, it is arranged by Yoga Maya that thousands and millions of suckers make thousands of beds, and Krishna accepts thousands of forms and takes and lies on those beds, and each coward boy gets a chance to personally massage Krishna. Never those suckers are even more fortunate than Lakshmi. Lakshmi is not so fortunate. She can only catch hold of the feet of Narayan, but she cannot enter Ramamandal. She cannot touch the feet of Krishna like a coward boy. Therefore, would have said previously, can we used to do by hand? The mother would fan the son by hand, the sister would fan the brother, the wife would fan the husband. Now then, press the empty button, of course. There is no prayer now. All these things are being covered now. Therefore, the cowboys would take branches and holding the stems of the branches, they would fan the Christians. They would also sing for his enjoyment. Madhya Soda sings Govinda Dhamma Dharmadavati. The Gopi sang Gopiji, etc. But the suckers are not less than them, singing in a very soft, sweet way. Krishna falls asleep. Therefore, Sumitra Goswami here completes the description of Sakira, and he describes the good fortune of Madhya Soda, who served Krishna in Vatsalira. Nanda Kinkaro, Ramana, Prayiva, Mahadoya, Vishodava, Mahabhaga, Papayasu, Sanamani. It is asked, what austerity did Nanda Baba perform? What holy places did he take part in? What mantra did he chant? Did he even say to Krishna, hey, Guruva, bring my shoes? And Krishna takes the shoes on his head and comes towards Krishna. Then Krishna takes Nanda Baba takes Krishna on his lap and gives him so much affection, smelling the top of his head. Who is that Krishna? He is the Paramatma, the absolute truth. Bhagavan Sridharaya is only a part of him, but Madhya Soda is more fortunate than even Nanda Baba. Because she feeds milk directly from her breast to Sri Krishna, whose thirst is never exhausted, therefore he drinks more and more. What austerity did she do? In the Bhagavatam it says that Drona and Dara performed austerity to please Lord Rama, then they achieved the meditation of taking the position of Nanda Yashoda. But actually this is just for cheating the common person. Actually, Drona and Dara, being
breath is my own Brahma. It came to the body of Nandi Yashoda. And in the body of Nandi Yashoda, they chanted Vatsali Rasa and asked the permission of Krishna's partner if they went to the back to the end of the planet. I know it's very scary, but they will be half morning and evening as well. Hare Krishna. The Buddha and the information that today, so tomorrow we have sacrificed 10 a.m. for 5 after the bow to pass Krishna Maharaj and Vipassana Maharaj. And your name will be announced in the entire sacrifice. One more announcement. Today is our last rest day. Kalke আমাদের নিষ্কামের দিন, কালকে সমস্ত ভারতীয় সমস্ত ভক্তগণ এসেছেন, বিশেষ করে বাঙালি ভক্তগণের জন্য দর্শন এখানে দশটার সময় আয়োজন করা হয়েছে। যে সমস্ত বাঙালি ভক্তগণ এসেছেন অঙ্কেলে দর্শন কাল সুবিধে জানবে। আজকাল নবজে 35 মিনিট অন্তর পালন সূর্যদয় লেখক কে 9:35 তক পালন অন্তর পালন করা হয়। কাল সকাল 9টা পর্যন্ত মধ্যে মারান তোমরা এই সুদে কো ফাস্টিং বিকজ 9:35 এ আটা সানরাইজ কে 9:35 এ কাল যখন প্রচারের জন্য বিকাল 3:30 তক মিটিং আছে মিটিং এর জন্য যে পার্টিস্ট মহারাজ যে পার গোবিন্দ মহারাজ যে পার গণ মহারাজ যে পার সুরি মহারাজ সকলে ওখানে মাঝে আসবেন
শরীরে या प्रेमी कहीं जाकर के पड़ोस में चंद हुआ और माता पिता जैसा
हरे कृष्ण तो कोई अनाउंसमेंट फॉर ऑल द बॉडीज हु आर गोइंग बैक टू योर डेस्टिनेशन टीचिंग प्राइसेस अच्छा से गौतम जी वो लाइक एवरी इन द बुक बुक्स देयर इज अ वेरी वंडरफुल स्मॉल बुक प्रोड्यूस ऑफ द गाइडेंस ऑफ श्री गुरुदेव by our dear Chitra Devi Dasari. It's a very powerful book. It is available outside in packets of 20 or very small size on the radio. Also today, we combine the effort under the constant guidance of Shiva Gurudev. The calendar for 2008 has been presented to Shiva Gurudev for pleasure. Of Sri Gurudev and all the original artists. You can see this calendar in 3. It is produced by Srimati Shambharani, Devi Dalsi, Kanak Mandyari, Devi Dalsi, and Prisco, and many, many devotees who have given advice, worked very hard to produce the proper days in the calendar. Especially, we want to thank Vigastra Prabhu, who has what styles to bring the calendar just in time for the global association. Sharon, you can say something about it. I want to make a brief comment for tomorrow. Param, basically, some of you have approached that Param time is anywhere in the middle of the cloud. According to Bhagavan Param and others, the Param time is after sunrise up to 9:15. So, in the calendar, which says all the param times and all the correct timings for the different Vaishnava festivals. If there's any mistake, any question, any doubt, please
speak out
your sweet part for the param and you'll get a correct answer. Write us by email from Paula.
Paula? This is Gurudev's official wall calendar.
Oh, no.
This time of year, made by Kalimbadasi in California, used by the country to Gurudev's disciple, Yoya. And whatever country you're in, whatever city you're in, this country concerns the time of Purim, the day of Ekadasi, and all the holy days. And interestingly, it has a sticker in it. So suppose Ekadasi, holy day, is on a specific day of Navadi, the calendar is named on the base of Navadi. But then it has stickers, so this kind of flower represents the Ekadasi. This green flower represents somebody's appearance there, his appearance there. So like you just stick your day of your country and city right on the right day next to the day of Navadi, and everything becomes clear for the whole year. And they're being distributed by Christian conscious people standing by the doorway at this table starting an empty class. And I think it's 400 rupees for one, 300 for 10, and 200 for 50, 150 for 100. But Krishna Kantapuru is very kind, and he gives a sliding scale. So don't worry. Whatever you can afford is fine.
No.
I think that 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, communication seminar in the central room of the next capital next door. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, communication seminar.
I'm here. You see it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here.